More than 50 of the accused cadets admitted they cheated, but almost all of them will get a second chance. West Point enrolled them in a special program designed to rehabilitate students who violate the Honor Code. Shortly after the scandal became public last year, 4 cadets resigned from the academy. Another 8 could face tougher discipline. West Point Superintendent Darrell Williams addressed the scandal at a congressional hearing this month. He defended the academy's decision to allow most of the cadets to stay.
There is no excuse for violating United States Military Academy Honor Code, and I have all the tools I need to hold them accountable for that, and we will.
Those tools, like the rehabilitation program, came about the last time a large cheating scandal rocked the academy, 1976. Back then, the accused cheaters were kicked out, and the Army established a special commission to investigate. Craig Bruce Smith teaches military history at the Army School of Advanced Military Studies. He says the aftermath of 1976 is when West Point began to reassess what honor and the Honor Code really mean.
Honor was understood pretty widely throughout society in the 18th into the 19th century, but it's very much faded from public discourse, public discussion in the 20th, 21st century. So how the Honor Code has been administered has changed greatly.
Smith, speaking personally and not on behalf of the Army, says the Academy began to allow more discretion in punishing Honor Code violations after the 1976 scandal.
So rather than a black and white, if you have broken this, you are removed, that there should be an ability to assess the situation, the circumstances, and to have a response that is not all or nothing.
That's been the trend throughout higher education. At non-military colleges, rehabilitation approaches, like the kind at West Point, are much more common than outright dismissal when it comes to academic dishonesty. David Rettinger is the former head of the International Center for Academic Integrity.
Expulsion flies in the face of everything we understand about the psychology of ethical and moral behavior.
That's partly because the section of the brain that makes you feel icky when you do something wrong isn't fully developed until around age 23 to 26, after college is over. Rettinger says rehabilitation seems in line with West Point's mission to instill the values of duty, honor, and country.
That doesn't necessarily mean weeding people out who are imperfect, because we're all imperfect. That means taking the best cadets we can and turning them into the best officers they can be, which means teaching them. And if there's no opportunity for redemption, what are we really teaching them?
But Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California, who chairs the Military Personnel Subcommittee, says cadets accepted into elite military academies should be held to a higher standard.
I'm going to see accountability that I frankly am very disappointed does not exist in the academies right now. When you have, you know, etched in the marble at West Point, a cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do, that should be crystal clear.
West Point leaders called the cheating extremely disappointing. But speaking to the congressional committee, Superintendent Williams also noted the cadets faced an unusual situation during the pandemic.
Our young men and women were in a remote learning environment. Some were challenged in terms of home life at home. They were away from their coaches, their teachers, and the structures that provide the way ahead.
Williams promised that the cadets will learn from this experience. I'm Desiree DiOrio on Long Island.